Former Stanford student and swim team star Brock Turner walked out of jail today after serving just 3 months of the 6-month sentence he received for sexually assaulting an unconscious young woman behind a dumpster at a party in January of 2015. Two students found Turner assaulting the woman and held him down until police arrived. Now, we spoke earlier this week about a new ban on hard alcohol for undergrads on the campus of Stanford. We'll link you to that at hereandnow.org. But this is also a story about state laws and sensibilities about alcohol and consumption off campus in the courtroom. People were incensed when Brock Turner's father blamed the victim for the attack, saying his son should not have to go to prison for 20 minutes of action. Brock blamed his actions on his own drinking, and the judge in the case, Aaron Persky, agreed and also sentenced Turner to jail instead of prison, saying prison would cause him harm. And that set off a chain of events that continues this week, with protests today outside the jail and a possible change in the law. Now, many people were shocked to learn about what was referred to as a loophole in California law. It treats sexual assault involving penetration differently if the victim is severely intoxicated or unconscious. The reasoning being, if the victim can't resist, then there's no use of force. A use of force leads to a mandatory denial of probation, but since Brock Turner's victim was inebriated, he did qualify for the more lenient sentence and probation. Well, there was outrage that an intoxicated or unconscious victim is treated differently than one who is conscious, and just this week, the California State Legislature took up a bill that's trying to change that. Beth Willen of Here and Now contributor KQED is at the Santa Clara County Jail in San Jose. Beth, tell us first about this bill. What would it do?
Well, the bill that was passed by the legislature, it calls for mandatory prison time for people convicted of committing sexual assault upon intoxication or unconscious victims. And that is sitting on the governor's desk right now. Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith today talked about the bill after Brock Turner left the main jail here in San Jose. She said, he's gone. We're done with him. He should be in prison. She's asking the governor to sign the bill.
Yeah. And the sheriff's staff also had him do this sort of perp walk. It was quite something. He walked from the door of the jail out to his car. Nobody accompanied him. What was that like when he walked out?
Well, it was very interesting. I've never quite seen anything like that. It was still dark. He walked through a gauntlet of reporters and photographers. He got into a waiting SUV and was whisked away. And Sheriff Lori Smith said she wanted it this way because she wanted to show the public that he's not being treated differently than any other convicted felon.
Well, people feel he was treated very differently in his sentencing. The district attorney had asked for 6 years, but Judge Aaron Persky gave him just those 6 months in jail. And by the way, by law, it was reduced to 3 months because by law, prisoners are credited with a day for every day of good behavior in California jails. And this judge, when he sentenced him, said, as we noted, you know, that he had been drunk, that he was apologetic, which people felt they didn't hear him, Brock Turner, apologize. What has happened to Aaron Persky? Because there was a move to recall him.
There is a movement to recall him, and that continues to this day. But at his own request, he's no longer going to hear criminal cases after a transfer to the civil division at the end of September. Also, there's a Stanford law professor, and she's also the committee chair of the Recall Judge Aaron Persky campaign, is circulating a petition that's going to need an estimated 80,000 signatures to become a local ballot measure. And the group has raised over $100,000 to recall the judge. This campaign is far from over. It's going to continue in the next several months as they gather signatures.
Yeah. Look, Beth, most of us found out about this when the victim's impact statement went viral. It was wrenching. I mean, she talked about how injured she was and how she woke up in a hospital and had no idea what had happened to her until, like everyone else, she heard it on the news. Is there any sense that we will know who the victim was?
At this point, we don't know.
Yeah. Well, as we've heard, the case has had quite a legacy. Brock Turner's defenders say that people don't understand how much he is going to suffer. Explain what happens to him now. He's on probation. He'll also be listed as a sex offender. What does that mean?
Well, he'll be on probation for the next 3 years. He also has to be registered as a sex offender for the rest of his life. From what we understand, he is returning to his hometown in Dayton, Ohio, and we don't know where he's going to go from there. Sheriff Lori Smith today said she has not had it confirmed that he's returning to Ohio at this point, but that's what we understand from other reports.
Beth Willen of Here and Now contributor KQED. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.